The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, goodness me. Listen to this. Well, we hear it every day, I guess. Adam, just tell us briefly about this terrorist nutter.
Yes, I suppose it's one of those things where he would just be a nutter, in inverted commas, a paranoid schizophrenic with a knife, were it not for the fact that he shouted out he wanted to kill people for his Syrian brothers and felt he had some tie to Islamic State. But this is a guy armed with a knife. He began attacking passengers in Leytonstone, tube passengers at an underground station last December, it was, in East London. And Muhyiddin Mira today has been found guilty and indeed given life imprisonment, although it could be as little as 8.5 years. But one of his victims, but the guy he mainly had a go at and was trying to cut the head off, an American musician called Lyle Zimmerman, absolutely spoke magnificently afterwards in how he had forgiven him and didn't bear resentment, but also in particular how he felt that the way that his fellow train passengers rallied round spoke so much more about the incident than the lone nutter with a knife. And he felt much better about society after having nearly had his head cut off, for goodness sake, than before. Yeah. And it was just rather splendid that here's a guy saying, you know, together, we, you know, united we stand.
Grace.
United we fall. It was wonderful.
Grace under pressure. Grace
exactly.
Under pressure. David Cameron?
Well, it's a bit of a rumpus over the latest honours list. Actually, it's really a rumpus over a leaked list. We don't even know if it's 100% true. But according to the leak, David Cameron's parting gift as Prime Minister is to award various gongs and knighthoods and so forth.
This is a tradition, we should say, our listeners. This is what the outgoing Prime Minister traditionally can do, yeah.
They do traditionally do it in some form or another. Tony Blair and Gordon Brown were a bit more subtle. They didn't sort of do it as a departing honours list. But since Lloyd George, certainly people have given their political chums and allies and party donors some kind of reward, often an OBE, MBE, knighthood, whatever. But also this list is said to include Samantha Cameron's stylist. Well, it's an excuse, isn't it, for everyone to have a go at an unfair, outdated, flawed system accuse the former Prime Minister of cronyism and have
wait.
It right.
We'll wait and see, I guess. Wait and see. Yeah, I don't think anyone takes too much notice anymore, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.